This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news today, right here, tonight, I should say, because it is nighttime where I'm at. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming live online and on the satellite. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women, wherever you're at listening to us. Thank you very much for what you're doing, and to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for what they do to keep us all free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes to our roughnecks working on the oil rigs across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the northern frozen tundra up in the northern part of the U.S., and at our Aramco oil rigs over there in Saudi Arabia, and also to the guys and gals in the Merchant Marine, thanks for what you do. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and also at Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God, because our great country was founded with Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start with the Democratic debate that they had in Las Vegas last night, because a couple of things I noticed there. First of all, when all the candidates went out on the stage and they got a group picture, and I'm looking at it right here in front of me, what was very obvious about the group picture is that Bernie and Elizabeth were kind of standing close, and Joe Biden was kind of trying to lean to get in towards Bernie, and Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, they were kind of standing close, and over by himself, looking in the opposite direction of the way the picture was taken, was Mr. Michael Bloomberg. Obviously looked out of place.
Well, yeah, I think that's a very telling description there of what things are really like right now in the state of affairs of the Democrat candidates. I think Mayor Bloomberg probably thought that he was going to do pretty good, perhaps in his own estimation, but getting there and actually going through that, I think it was a very eye-opening experience for him, and especially when you have candidates that have complained, perhaps rightly so, that he's sort of flown over these initial contests in order to simply try to come in on basically on Super Tuesday. So there's a lot going on and a lot to unpack here about this debate.
Well, he got clobbered. There's no two ways about it in this debate. He just flat out got clobbered. He acted a bit arrogant. He kind of had that air about him. Now, I had two televisions going. I was watching the debate on one to see and hear what was going on, and on the other one, I was watching President Trump and what he was doing, because that was just as interesting, well, more interesting, but I wanted to see what happened with Bloomberg, and I was not surprised with the end result.
Well, no. In fact, all the different candidates, they knew that they had to go after him. And Bloomberg is trying to have this notion that, you know, he can have all this advertising and sort of blanket with this sort of air war going on, and then just get people to try to want to vote for him. But honestly, even Bloomberg is not really even at home on that debate stage, even in terms of the general direction that these candidates are going. And so, you know, you would think that they were up there trying to debate some, and Bloomberg's not a Republican at all,
yeah.
But it's almost as if they were going after Donald Trump himself.
Now, I want to say something to the 130,000 union members of the Culinary Union. Your generous negotiated health care plan that you have for you and your family workers is going to go by the wayside, as well as the private health care plans of some 1.6 million Nevadans if the Democrats actually take control in Washington, D.C., because their radical health care agenda is going to cause you to lose those Cadillac plans that you've got. Wonder how you're going to like that when you find that out.
Well, right, and you know what happens with the Medicare for All is that it makes all other plans or private health insurance illegal. So I've sort of been using the phrase the criminalization of private health care, because that's what it essentially amounts to. And you're right. And you know, Captain, you know, I've been real fortunate. I've been able to spend a lot of time in Las Vegas over the years. And these people, part of this culinary union, the housekeepers and all these different people, they make Las Vegas run. And they do a great job. And they're the backbone of the city there for all the tourists that come there. And it's really not right to the way he is.
Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan would explicitly ban the types of private health care insurance plans held by 1.6 million Nevadans. In addition, to public option plan favored by Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Joe Biden would drive up premiums and push workers off the insurance they received through their employer. And Joe Biden has promised to reinstate Obamacare's mandate, the individual mandate tax, which hurts poor and middle-income Americans the most. And a recent study also found out the public option plan favored by Biden and Buttigieg, 8 of Nevada's rural hospitals would be at high risk of closing because they couldn't meet the demands of the plan. Hold that thought. And folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Hope you're having a great evening wherever you're at and whatever you're doing. It's a great day in the neighborhood. And we'll be right back. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, this is David Costa, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, David Costa is a renegade aviator, and he's from Reno, Nevada. And he has a program that's on the Salem Radio Network on the weekends called The Renegade Aviator. And he flew into Tampa yesterday and showed up at the radio station. I came in to start doing my show prep and whatnot, and there he was. And he did a little promo for me, a little liner for me. We appreciate that very much. And I'm going to be doing an interview with him, so you'll be hearing more about that. And there you go. All righty, and hello, Sandy, up there in New York. Hello, Sandy. How the heck are you? That's my buddy. And she's talking about her brother, who was a talk radio show host, and she wants to do a tribute to him, and I just told her, sure, absolutely, he just died of congestive heart failure. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you are struggling with pain, any type of pain, arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches or pain, and you want to try something that's all natural that will definitely help you, I can tell you that for 3 years and 10 months, I've been taking Relief Factor, and I started out the same way you will, with the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Now, it costs $19.95. You get a 3-week supply, and you take it 3 times a day for the first week, and then twice a day after that, and then go from there. And I will tell you that it worked for me, and hopefully it will work for you, because after all you got to do is lose pain, right? And it's all natural. There's nothing in there that's narcotic or anything like that. So try the 3-week quick start, the $19.95 3-week quick start. Go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out. You'll see the 1995 Quick Start there. You'll also see a little video in there that'll tell you exactly what's in it and how it helps you. It's working for me, and they tell me that about 80% of the people that get started with it here on this show stay on it. So, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, well, Kyle Lorne, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, the other thing was President Trump was out there yesterday. He was in California, and the farmers out there have been having some problems with some water because apparently the state of California, instead of saving all the water they could coming off the snowmelt and what down out of the mountains, instead of saving it, they were actually allowing it to go out into the ocean. And they were, and they've been having some drought conditions over the past several years. So the president signed a, I believe it was an executive order, ordering the diversion of the water, which they can do through the authority that he has, instead of just letting it go out in the ocean, to divert it so that it was going back into the reservoirs and whatnot that they have there, where they have the big agricultural areas.
That's right, but there are two little fish, evidently. One's called the Chinook salmon, and another's called the Delta smelt. And you're right, Captain. All of this is pertaining to the fact that when we had last year at this time, we had been experiencing a lot of rain, a lot of rainstorms all throughout the state, and a lot of most of that water just goes right out into the ocean. And of course, otherwise we're in drought conditions, and they don't want you to wash your car, they don't want you to do this, they don't want you to do that, and all these things that seem to put more restrictions on the people when we could actually be capturing this water that falls out of the sky and actually use it to benefit California. Well, what the president is doing, he's allowing now water to be diverted from the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Delta, down to the Central Valley. This is where so much of the wonderful agriculture goes on in California, and the farmers there are in desperate need of that. In recent times, when I've driven up through the Central Valley, you would see signs that were just begging the California government for water changes, and the president is doing something about that today.
The other thing is he went down to Phoenix, Arizona for a big rally. They had 25,000 people in the arena there where they were at, and then they had another 21,000 people estimated outside on the street.
Exactly right. The president is able to show, and especially on big nights for the Democrats, whether it's a primary or at least in the, around the event time, or if it's the big debate that they had yesterday evening, the president is able to show that he is pulling the same, if not more. And the reason I say if not more, because you get a lot of these people coming to these rallies who used to be Democrats, you know, or who used to say, you know, I'm going to vote for the Democrat, but now they've seen President Trump and his record. And so in many ways, Captain, 2016, of course, was a change election, but the president is making 2020 a change election as well. And that is to say, look, you know, if you like what's happening, then you change and you come on over to this side and vote for me, and it's going to get even better. The best is yet to come, as he says.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Well, Kyle, the other thing is the Department of Homeland Security has announced and warned of cyber attacks on critical systems at various installations across the country. What's this all about?
Well, that's what we're hearing, and as always, you know, when you have typically these are foreign actors as well, foreign state actors, and they're very good at what they do, and they have a lot of resources, and they make all kinds of runs, just as we saw just recently with the big hack that had come out. You had people in China, which I believe was the responsible party in that, and they make so many runs at these systems, and it literally takes them weeks, but they finally get through.
Right, and again, we'll see what happens. By the way, do you know who Richard Grenell is?
Right. He's the ambassador, former U.S. ambassador, but he's going to be appointed to
Germany.
Yeah, he's going to be appointed to the DNI.
Well, he's not former. He is the ambassador to Germany.
Ambassador, right.
Yeah, and he's going to be nominated as the acting national intel director, intelligence director. Now, the reason it's acting is because he doesn't have to go through the Senate to have him appointed.
That's right. It doesn't have to be confirmed by the Senate. Exactly right. And of course, there is a dynamic to this. He'd be the first openly gay cabinet member in the administration. So again, President Trump, it's interesting because you often have detractors trying to say that he's somehow terrible monster or whatever it is, but President Trump is actually giving people opportunities, and that's the important issue here. Doesn't matter where you're from, doesn't matter what color your skin is, doesn't matter all these different defining characteristics. President Trump is trying to get people to have opportunities, and that's good.
Right, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to say howdy, howdy to some folks. You got a buddy Sandy up there in New York City chiming in right now. Cheryl in Denver. Hello, Cheryl. She talked to us a little earlier. Tom in California. Lynn in Cape Cod. Richard the Marine in Oregon. And Steve in Thailand. And we just had one more here chime in. Oh, Catwoman and Road Dogger are there. And Al in Nebraska. Almost forgot about Al in Nebraska. Al in Nebraska. Our pal Al.
That's right. That's right.
And by the way,
Cornhusker State.
Yeah, and by the way, he's going to tell us how to grow corn, right?
That's right. Yeah, well, according to Michael Bloomberg, it's super simple, and anybody can fall off a log and do it, evidently.
Well, you dig a hole and you put the seed in and you cover it up.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, I got to tell you, Captain, I don't think I could be a farmer. I don't have the middle to do it myself, but there are a lot of people who do, and they feed the world, by the way, too. That's the important thing.
Well, I hate to tell Michael Bloomberg this, but we had a corn planter that was pulled by a tractor on our farm, and that's how we planted corn.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. So you didn't have to just dig a hole and cover it up.
No, it didn't work that way. No. Sorry. He must have been talking about one of those Manhattan condos where they're up on the roof growing, three watermelons and two cabbages and that sort of stuff.
Well, Captain, this is so telling from what Bloomberg is talking about, because, and I'm sure you've met people like this in your travels, when they just sort of oversimplify what's real hard work to do, because A, they don't know it, they don't understand it, or it's not in their bailiwick, but they couldn't do it. They couldn't go wire their house for electricity to save their own lives. I mean, these are hard jobs, and it takes a long time to get good at them.
Now, Whoopi Goldberg confronted AOC on television, that she was on the View, and told her that, we'll have to wait till we come back, and then we'll talk about what Whoopi Goldberg did with AOC, and it was kind of funny the way that all worked out. But anyway, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We shall return. It's the Thursday morning edition, a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and hope you're doing well out there. And Trucker Ed, good morning to you. I see you're out there, too, right now. And Catwoman and Road Dog already said howdy to you, and hello to Brooke, and hello to Thomas the Suicide Jockey. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at gcnlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Six Democrats have taken the stage in Las Vegas for the ninth debate. Senator Bernie Sanders and Mayor Pete Buttigieg went head-to-head right at the beginning.
Our campaign is about issues. It's about fighting for the working families and the middle class. It is not about vicious attacks on other people.
Senator, when you say that you disown these attacks and you didn't personally direct them, I believe you.
But
at a certain point, you got to ask yourself, why did this pattern arise?
Others, like Elizabeth Warren, went after the newcomer.
When Mayor Bloomberg was busy blaming African Americans and Latinos for the housing crash of 2008, I was right here in Las Vegas, literally, just a few blocks down the street, holding hearings on the banks that were taking away homes from millions of families.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And a special shout-out and congratulations to my buddy Wayne Allyn Root. He got a star on the Las Vegas Hall of Fame walkway where they have put a lot of the different people that are very well known in Las Vegas that do good things for the city, and they gave him a star yesterday. So it's, he's got right there in the sidewalk where you walk through there over by one of the major casinos, and how about that? Pretty good. Congratulations, Wayne. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is GEICO.com. And if you want to check out and see if they can save you some money with your car insurance or your truck insurance, go to the website, Geico, GEICO.com. But keep in mind, they don't just insure the car or the truck that you're driving. They can also offer you coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Ski-Doo, your Sea-Doo. And they'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agent. Or you can get the information and a price quote right off the Geico.com website. So go over to Geico, GEICO.com, and ask them for a rate quote. Or ask them to find out who your local agent is so that you can get a rate quote from them and see if they can save you some money. I've had them for, oh gosh, they've been my insurance agent for over 20 years. And what I like about it is I get a safe driver's discount every year, knock on wood. There you go, closest I can find. And because I bundle my homeowner's insurance along with my automobile insurance, I get a discount. And I like that. I pay less than a lot of other people because of that. But anyway, Geico, GEICO.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to talk about this Whoopi Goldberg thing. Because yesterday in The View, they had AOC on their show with them. And I saw a picture of AOC. Actually, I saw a short video on Fox. I didn't catch all of it. But I saw enough of it to know that she was wearing a very expensive dress by the looks of it. Had some jewelry to go along with what the look that she was now showing. And I just thought to myself, that's not bad for a girl that came to Washington, D.C., had no money, didn't know where she was going to live. She was planning on living in her office. And, of course, now she's got this condo, and she has a driver and a car. Her life is good.
Evidently so. Yeah, it's, I guess it's good to be AOC and get into Congress, and you're right about that. But the interesting thing with Whoopi Goldberg was that, you know, one would think that somehow the Democrats have some sort of monolithic structure that, you know, that especially as far as the progressivism goes and all that, but that is very far from the truth. And I think Whoopi Goldberg and others are finding it very distasteful that they seem to be the ones that are on the outs with the so-called new Justice Democrats, whatever you want to call them, Democrat Socialists.
That's what they are, Justice Democrats.
Justice Democrats, and they come in, and it's like they're not there to carry on the tradition.
And they're not socialists, Kyle. They're flat-out communists.
Communists, right, no kidding. And and because they want power, they're authoritarian in the end. But they're not there to take on or to carry on the traditions, and they're there to go back to some, you know, to a very beginning. They're what they almost would call year zero. And people like Whoopi Goldberg, who are obviously left wing and Democrat and so forth, but they're finding that very hard to believe right now. And they see that they themselves are the ones who are being swept aside. So I don't blame Whoopi for being concerned.
No, and you heard the comments she made. She said, "You're bothering the hell out of me."
Yeah, exactly right. Because again, I think that a lot of Democrat elite understand that people aren't looking for a revolution. They may be looking for different implementation of more left policies and so forth, but they're not looking for what AOC and her ilk, the squad, as it were, are trying to bring into our system, because it's definitely from outside the system. And when you see this kind of reaction, even from dyed-in-the-wool liberal Democrats like Whoopi Goldberg, there's cause for concern for the civil war going on in the Democrat Party.
By the way, what's the temperature where you're at right now?
Well, you know, it's actually pretty cool tonight, and I'm going to guess, I'm going to check it right here as we're talking, I'm going to guess it's around 50-something. It is. It's 53 outside right now. So it's been really cool at night, but very pleasant during the daytimes, though, here in Southern California.
Well, then I think I know why Dave Costa's down here. It's 70 degrees right now.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
And that's the way in the middle of the night, yeah.
Yeah, by the way, Catwoman and Road Dogg are in Laredo. They said it's raining down there. They're going to be headed back to Lafayette and Indiana, and they said that Bloomberg talked about his magic beans. Okay, and that's what he was going to plant, I guess, magic beans. And I'll have to tell them about the other thing off the air. There, they asked me a question, and I'll have to answer it off the air. But anyway, there you go. Now let's. Let's talk about something else. The coronavirus and Gordon Chang. He said something, and this is not the first time this happened. The other person who said it was Senator Tom Cotton out of Arizona. He said, Gordon Chang, he said, it is highly possible that the coronavirus was developed in a secret Wuhan, China lab.
Well, that is very, very possible. And the reason we say that is because, number one, we don't have real good information coming out of China that we all feel confident about, you know, overall. We have some numbers, but we don't even really trust those numbers. Originally, this was thought to have come from bat soup, or something akin to that in an open market kind of thing. But the way that this is mutating and the way that the Chinese government is reacting to this, which is a very significant reaction to say the least, begs the question, is there something more going on here? And I've heard as well, there are apocryphal sources, but the idea is that this could have been something that was being transported and then leaked out somehow. So again, this could be part of some kind of military program that went very, very wrong. We just don't know yet, but Gordon Chang is a very substantial person in this regard, and I would take what he has to say very seriously.
And also, Al chimed in and said it's a balmy 8 degrees where he's at in Nebraska.
Oh, wow. 8 degrees.
No, thank you. All right. Germany, we had, I don't know what we had there, but 8 people were killed in a shooting at the Hookah Lounge, wherever that is.
Right. This takes place in 2 different locations, Captain, we understand. 9 people in total, we understand, I believe, including the gunman who was found dead later on at his at some residence with another person, but evidently went to a predominantly to a bar that is frequented predominantly by Kurdish people, and then opened fire, then got into a car and drove to another city, and see if I can pronounce these correctly. The first incident occurred in the city of Hanau, which is east of Frankfurt, about 15 miles east of Frankfurt, and then there's another into a place called a Kesseldot neighborhood, opened fire at a place called the Arena Bar and Cafe, where 5 people were killed. So this takes place in 2 different areas. They don't know about motivation yet. They're still investigating it, and this is some of the latest info as of about 20 minutes ago from what we understand.
Okay, now, finally, there is a group of conservatives in Oregon that have petitioned the state to shift the state line so that it can allow some of the counties to join Idaho.
Yes, there is a lot of outrage going on in the rural areas.
Sounds like Virginia and West Virginia that we just heard about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, doesn't it sound like that? Evidently, last year there were 2 failed efforts to try to recall the Democrat of Oregon Governor Kate Brown. And those efforts failed, and then this particular movement began to get a new invigoration to it. So they are very unhappy with the governance coming from Oregon. They're much more in line, these rural communities, they say, with the conservative governance of Idaho, and this is one of the reasons why they're starting this petition. So we're going to have to see where it goes. Now, that this is not trying to create a new state. This is trying to simply move the boundaries of that state, so they have to work to see how this pans out.
Okay, now we're running out of time, so before the music starts, and here it comes right now, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much, and we appreciate all the information that we are able to talk about with him. And we will be right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report, so don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch keeps right on trucking, so to speak. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's
watch Delbert McClendon from the Austin City Limits performance he did, I don't know, 20 years ago or so, might have been a little bit more than that even, standing on shaky ground. That's how we get the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report started out this hour, and brought to you, of course, always by your Pilot or Flying J Truck Stop. Now, check out the new Pilot Travel Centers, because they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You got all kinds of stuff there. Could be a McDonald's in there, could be a Wendy's, could be an Arby's, could be a Pizza Hut. I mean, it's really going to be a lot different than what you have been used to when you talk about the word pilot in years gone by. Now, the system producing rain, locally heavy in the deep south, is going to be spreading more flooding and flash flooding straight across, wait till you hear this, straight across Mississippi into Alabama into Georgia. Now, it's a central part of all three of those states. The current jet stream is set up such that it's blowing right straight across the middle of those three states, including Louisiana. But the rain, for the most part, is only on the eastern edge of Louisiana. However, Mississippi is being inundated. More flood watches, more flood warnings. Same thing for Alabama and Georgia. You're just getting a soaking rain in the middle part of the state there. This is really rather ironic, if you will. Now, north of this rain, you're going to have wintry conditions on the north side of this storm, which is going to produce accumulating snow. We're talking about several inches in the mountains north of Atlanta, going up I-75 in Georgia, up into Knoxville, Tennessee, over into Asheville, North Carolina, right up I-81, Tennessee, up into Virginia. And pretty much it's going to cover most of the Piedmont section of North Carolina, across through Greensboro, over to Raleigh, and up I-85, if you were taking on I-85, up over to Petersburg, Virginia, over the next day and a half. Now, the Appalachians, the southern middle Atlantic area, areas of snow will also continue across portions of the High Plains, and by that I mean Kansas tonight. You've got snow coming out of Colorado, southeastern part of Colorado and east of I-25. You've got conditions in the northeastern tip, just the very tip of New Mexico right now. Tucumcari, for example, snowing all the way across to Amarillo and in about 40 or 50 miles of Texas on I-40. So you'll have snow that far and then you'll be out of it. But Kansas, you got snow halfway across the state right now. Certainly I-70 and south to the Texas line. And then the eastern third of Colorado tonight would snow. But that's what it's looking like. And cold weather tonight? Oh, yeah, we got it. We got it. The cold weather tonight is up in the northern part of Minnesota, to include the Twin Cities, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, where Al said it was 8 degrees. That's a heat wave compared to what's up above you there, Al. And Iowa, central part of Iowa, northern part of Iowa, cold temperatures there as well. And then you've got unsettled conditions way up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, up above Wisconsin. And there is the possibility of not only snow, but also just some downright miserable temperatures up there. Here we go again, upstate New York. Snow on the lee shore of Lake Ontario, from about Rochester all the way across to Syracuse, over into Utica on I-90. So be advised of the weather that's there tonight. You will be in snow all the way across there, that section of the road right now. And very cold temperatures up in northern New Hampshire and northern Maine tonight as well. But the big problem, Big problem is, once again, the rain. They're going across Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia through the central part of all those states, to include Jackson, Mississippi again, where you've seen the pictures, I'm sure. You know what's going on when it comes to the weather there with the rain and the flooding. Well, there's going to be more because there's more rain coming, and it's going to be substantial rain that's coming. So there you go. And Eric, where are you at? Trucker Eric says, I'm parked in Hempstead, Illinois, and it's 34 degrees. All right, I got you there, Eric. You're in a warm spell there. How about that? You're in a warm spell. I can tell you it looks like the cold weather might be coming your way, though, so I'm sure you're not going to turn the heat off for a day or two. So there you go. But keep in mind that the pilot or flying J nearest you is where your home away from home can be these days, because the flying J's have always been really decent. I remember them out west with the great food that they had to offer, always some great facilities. And then they made them even better. They modernized them. They spruced them up. You could find a Denny's restaurant in the Flying J's. It might be a Huddle House, or you might even find a Moe's Southwest Grill. And then the bigger ones up around the big cities, especially in the Midwest and the Northeast, you'll find maybe a Pizza Hut in there along with the restaurant, a Subway, a Taco Bell. Could even be a Dairy Queen, or it could be a Dunkin' Donuts with their complete menu they got now. Because you can have a breakfast in there, you can have a lunch in there, a brunch lunch in there, and you can have a light supper in there. They've got chili, they got soup, along with their sandwiches that they have. So not your daddy's truck stop anymore when you start talking about that kind of stuff too. And of course, don't forget about the Flying J's and the pilots, the pilot travel centers. Now, I know that Nelson stops by and enjoys that free coffee and takes it on out and drives it on down to the house when he comes back from Valdosta. So he's taking advantage of it. And all you got to do is tell him the captain sent you and you're in Lake Flynn. Now, coming up, hour number two, I'm going to give you some information as to how you can get a hold of your senator or your congressman, because we need to start ringing the phones off the hook when it comes to these birds. And let them know that we're watching. And they better be doing what we, the people, sent them there to do. Because if not, we're going to vote them out of office. And I'm going to give you the phone numbers. I'm going to give you a couple tips and a couple pointers again. Because we do have a lot of new listeners with the new affiliates that have come aboard. And they haven't heard me talk about this. So those of you that have, bear with me. But you need to know how you can help the country by just using your telephone when you get an opportunity. So, don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming back with more. Hour number two, right on the other side of the top of the hour news. And your station's getting a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their own bills. I'll be right back. Kathy, give them the phone number.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.